In this interview, I talked to Charlene Bollinger, who has a new docuseries coming out called Propaganda Exposed that her and her husband Ty produced. I'm super stoked for this docuseries because I'm a big fan of the Bollingers. Ever since I watched The Truth About Cancer and then they came out with The Truth About Vaccines, I was sold on their work. I'm a big fan of the series that they come out with, and they have another one that's releasing in just about a week here called Propaganda Exposed. It's going to be a 9-day long event. There's one episode coming out every day. It's going to dig into everything related to Big Pharma and how Big Pharma controls the media, from the history of how the Western allopathic medical system in this country got created with the Rockefellers and the Carnegies in the early 1900s, all the way up through Operation Paperclip, all the way up through Fauci and the vaccine push at the end of the 20th century to the Great Reset BS we're seeing here in the 2020s. It's going to be great. So if you want to sign up, you can sign up this week to get notified right when it drops and get all of the episodes emailed directly to you. I'll put a link in the description below, or the website you can go to is propaganda-exposed.com/Sather. All you need is a name. You can use a fake name if you want, and an email. They'll get emailed to you, and that way it won't get censored, because Ty and Charlene, they've been censored just as much as I have on social media. So go sign up, watch this docuseries, and I hope you enjoy this interview with the lovely Charlene. Charlene Bollinger, it's an honor. I've been following your work since well before I was even doing this internet shit-stirring stuff years ago. I remember coming across The Truth About Cancer, then you guys came out with The Truth About Vaccines, and now you're doing all kinds of different projects, which we'll talk about here in this video. So how are you doing? And I guess, you know, for those audiences of mine who aren't familiar with your work and Ty's work, give us a little bit of background as to how you guys got into this and everything going on.
Yeah, Jordan, thank you for having me on. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a long time now. In fact, I don't know if you remember, but when we were all still on Twitter, which we've got 5 channels now that are gone.
The good old days.
We do have our skincare, which we didn't work on Twitter at all because we got taken down off the big channels. But I remember being on there sharing the truth about vaccines, the truth about cancer and so forth, being shadow banned, censored when we were still on there. But I was seeing your tweets and your work just circulating. So that's how I found out about you. And I remember tweeting saying, hey, we'd love to interview, because you are clobbering someone for something. You're so good at that. You call people out. Others are afraid. You're unafraid. And so I was vibing with that. Your tweets were great. Your presence, and this is just a mission, man. And you're on it. So
when did you guys get taken down
to this watching you?
When did you guys get taken down?
Let's see. They took us down after we were pegged as disinformation dozen with Bobby Kennedy, Joe Mercola, Sherry Timpenny, and others by the Center for Countering Digital Hate. So that came out, I'm thinking early 2021. Then CNN did a nasty hit piece on us where they doxed us. They lied about us. And, you know, on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere, they were showing our social media accounts. They showed where we lived, and they put our family in danger. We got people that did not know us. They framed us as if we were just killers or something crazy. And so we got attacked on Twitter and Facebook, especially because we've got millions of followers on Facebook collectively on our different channels. And they were getting on there saying, oh, I hope you die and go to hell. I hope someone comes and kills you. I mean, this is what they're doing to us. So shortly after that, I think it was March or May 30th, they took all of our channels down. I think it was March 30th, 2021, right after the Center for Countering Digital Hate was lying about us, and they're allowed to stay. And
the Center for Countering Digital Hate, so they, long time ago, I remember them tweeting about me too and my YouTube channel, calling me some anti-Semitic or something or other. They're, so I dug into this company. It's an NGO. It's a non-governmental organization. They're out of Britain, aren't they? They're out of England. They're not even.
Yeah, they're funded by Soros, Jordan. I have a two-part, totally, very in-depth article about them, and I sent it to my cyber people. And when they read that, they said, "Oh my goodness, where did you get this?" Because they did the research and didn't realize it, that anybody had that information. So it was interesting. We go into it really deep. So yes, you're right. It's a dark organization funded by the bad players, and their intention is to, and we see through the emails now that have just been released, disinformation dozen being mentioned numerous times on how they were censoring us. The reason they were doing this, they were working with the White House, with HHS and other government agencies, the CDC. They were having weekly meetings, Facebook, Twitter, with these people to bury our content because we were just telling the truth. We were talking to scientists and doctors. We were reading information from VAERS, which is on the CDC's website. We were bringing peer-reviewed studies and information and facts. We weren't giving opinion. And they didn't like that because they were being exposed. The darkness hates the light because it doesn't want its evil deeds exposed, but that's what we do all day long, every single day. So their job was to demonize us and get people to believe that we were bad. They label us. The anti-vaxxer label is something that people are afraid of. They don't want to be called an anti-vaxxer. So it just triggers the people that are not awake to not listen. And we're bad people. That's how they framed us. And so all of this collectively, they put out there so that they could shut down our information, your information, and anybody else that has a solid grasp on truth and a big audience. And we have millions of followers. They know it. Millions of email subscribers that we reach directly out to, and that makes them very afraid. And so in order for them to push the shot and get, now I think over a billion people have taken their shots, and we see the damage that is happening as a result.
Yeah,
that was their intention, Jordan. And if it's heartbreaking right now to watch so many people dying, if they had our information, if they had your information on the Twitter channels, the Facebook channels, and the other channels, they would be alive. And that breaks my heart because the whole reason we're here, Ty and myself, thetruthaboutcancer.com, thetruthaboutvaccines.com, is to save lives. Because as you said in the beginning of this interview, some of your viewers may not know us. Well, go to thetruthaboutcancer.com and you can get to know us. All of our social media channels are there. You can click on, join our community. But back in 1995, when I met Ty, the first date, he said, "I don't mean to scare you, but I think I'm falling in love with you." And I was like, oh no. And then 3 days later, I said it back. 9 days later, I had the ring on my finger. And 6 months from our first date, we were married. Mm. And we were just living the dream. He's my braveheart. In fact, I was just on a plane trip with Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel. It was a private plane. And I got to tell Mel's a great guy. So is Jim. But I got to tell him the story about Braveheart. So I saw the movie back in 1995 before I met Ty. And when I saw the movie, I was dating somebody that was a big loser. And I left the movie theater and I looked at him and I said, you know what? I have a brave heart in this world and you are not him. And 2 weeks later was when I met Ty. And I saw that amazing heroic spirit in him, the goodness. And so, you know, I fell in love with him almost as fast as he fell in love with me. But God had a reason. When we got married, 6 months later, we were living the dream. But then his dad was diagnosed with cancer. And back then we didn't know what we know today. We've done a lot of research, but they cut his stomach out as treatment. And 25 days later, he was dead because he bled to death. But at the time, we didn't know. We were just believing the doctors, and the doctors told us it was cancer that took his life. But literally, he was bleeding to death. And from that point, we lost his dad's dad, then his dad's brother, and his cousin Glenn in that first year of our marriage. And then we lost his mom's mom, then his mom's dad, then finally his beautiful mother, my mother-in-law. And that was in 2004. That was a straw that broke the camel's back because these people did not die of cancer, Jordan. They died from the treatments. And yeah. So we did the deep dive. We released our first gift to the world. Our intention was to get everybody on planet Earth to understand, to see, and to realize and live in the truth so they didn't have to die like our family members did. And so when we released Cancer Step Outside the Box, it's still to this day the best book on the planet on that subject. If you want to know about real health, get the book and read it. And so we immediately got death threats and we had to leave the country. We moved to New Zealand. We lived on the mountain. One of the mountains Lord of the Rings was filmed on. It was beautiful, but it's not America. You know, there's no place on earth. We know this like America. Their freedoms have been taken long ago. They're the testing ground for the New World Order over there. I can tell you, we lived there. We saw it. But we're back. We're fearless. God just reminded us. You know, we never stopped at work, but we're safe. He's called us to this work. He equips us and he protects us. But they were saying how they were going to kill our kids, like what they were going to do, what that looked like. This is what we've been through, but we'll never stop. And we are not afraid. And that's what the other side fears the most. They want us to cower to fear. The biggest tool in their toolbox is fear. They're liars. and they've come to plunder and steal everything, but not on my watch. So here we are. Now we've produced so many films from that time to this. We're now releasing our next gift to the world, Propaganda Exposed, Uncensored. And they hate it. Let me tell you one thing real quick. We released an initial form of this documentary, and we've got hours of new footage. So we've updated, optimized, and this is unbelievable because in the last 6 months, so much has happened, as you know.
Yeah.
But when we first released it, one of our followers on Facebook, on our personal Facebook, we've got 50,000 followers there. I don't know who this person is, but they just came and said, Google came and removed the film that I just bought, your film, from my Google Drive, and it was private. And I went, oh, okay, share the screenshot. And so they did, and their Google tells them that they can't have the film because it breaks Google content policy. This is how ridiculous this is. You can't even have stuff on your own computer. And we were warning about this years ago. They don't want people to see this. And the thing is, whatever they're censoring, dig around and find it and get it, because it must be good. And this is good.
Gotcha. So fascinating story, you know, and it's heartwarming, also heartbreaking and inspiring to listen to your and Ty's story, you know, the last 26, 27 years of when you guys first met and how you got here. And I have a fairly similar story about, you know, 10 years ago or so, I had a lot of different family members come down with cancer and degenerative diseases. And my grandpa, for instance, he got colon cancer and they sliced his colon out and he was destroying himself. And the poor guy, you know, he didn't know any better. He was still drinking Pepsi and Coca-Cola after he had his cancer surgery and stuff like that. And that led me down the research path. And I think that's how I came across the truth about cancer. And a lot of your guys' work was maybe, you know, 8-9 years ago or so. So, yeah, we keep learning, we keep researching, and we keep trying to share what we're learning with people. And I'm excited for your Propaganda Exposed docuseries that you have coming. Can you tell me a little bit about who's going to be in it or how the flow of the docuseries is going to go, what particular information you guys are getting into with it?
Yes, absolutely. I've got if the viewer wants to go to see the trailer page, it's propaganda-exposed.com/SATHER for Jordan. And on that page, you'll see the episodes, titles, and subtitles. You won't believe all that we do cover. We cover everything. We leave no stone unturned. So from the cancer industry that we have revealed to the vaccine and their agenda there, and through the COVID scam, which we re-released the vaccine docuseries in 2020, and we didn't even know what was happening, but we knew 2020 was the year of the vaccines, and boy, were we right. This docuseries covers everything. So just to begin, I'm going to put my glasses on so I can see this. Episode number one, Question Everything, a Primer for Propaganda, from the Founding Fathers to Flexner to Fauci. And I know, Jordan, you know about the Flexner Report.
Flexner.
Yeah, 1910. That's when the Flexners were sent out by the Rockefellers and Carnegies to pretty much co-opt the medical schools.
Yeah.
The whole medical system. So they now own it. Pharma, they own everything. So the doctors aren't learning about herbalism or chiropractic care. That's all quackery, according to them. And they own the mainstream media too. So, you know, if you're not doing your own research, you're not watching our films or Jordan's show on a regular basis, you're going to be behind the times. So you really need to just not miss any of this. So episode two, Some Wars Aren't Meant to Be Won. So we talk about cancer and cannabis, germ hunters, medical experiments, HIV, AIDS, ACT, CIA. And we know with AIDS and AZT, that was Fauci. Fauci's been around for so long. Like he's a killer, man. It's crazy. And we had Judy Mikovits on our stage live event 2019 before all of this scam broke out. And she told, I went through a 3-part series, which by the way, that was one of the first videos. And it was in our private office on YouTube. They came and took it because Judy was telling the truth. They were accusing Judy Mikovits of lying about what she was saying about Fauci. Oh, you're just saying that because you're trying to get attention and everybody's talking about Fauci. And she said, nay, nay, let me just talk to Charlene about this. So we got on a 3-part interview where we divided it into 3 parts because it was a very long discussion. And she brought out the slides from 2019 and she was talking about Fauci, because I told her when I said, I want you to come to live event, I want you to be a speaker, but I want you to talk about the persecution. And at the time she was so bummed because she just wanted to talk about herbs and healing modalities to cancer. But I thought she needed to talk about how she had been persecuted. People need to understand what we're going through just to get the truth out into the world and to save lives. So she shared how Fauci, she went to him and said, in my studies, in my lab, we are seeing that the retroviruses in these vaccines are causing cancer. And Fauci said, don't say that. And he said, if you don't say it, we'll fund your work. We'll keep funding it. Anything you want, millions, whatever. But if you continue to say that, we're going to take everything from you. And she said, well, I can't not say it because I love the kids. I love people. And I can't look at myself in the mirror if I don't tell the truth. These are causing cancer. So they took the funding away. They took the money away. They took her job away and they put her in jail. And she has suffered tremendously from that point to this. And, you know, no good deed goes unpunished. So now they're censoring her and lying about her just like they are you, just like they are me. So it's pretty interesting. And we cover that, too, of course, in the film. But we talk about weaponizing fear, mandating compliance, and we get it deeply into that. We cover eugenics and medical apartheid, the race baiting that they put out there, and also the race specific top secret vaccines. We get into that. And big pharmacide, episode 5, government coercion, CDC fraud, Pfizer, and natural immunity. We give the absolute truth that people need to understand. And big pharma is doing the opposite. It's just insane. It's not healthcare. It's damaging our health and killing us. So episode 6, we get into forced medicine and the banking cartel. We talk about the Fed, fluoride facts, scientific fraud, collectivism, and episode 7, modern day robber barons, cancer causing vaccines and depopulation. Yeah, we get into depopulation and genocide. And episode 8, defeating deceit, triumphing over tyranny. We talk about the Great Reset, global surveillance, track and trace. Episode 9, crushing censorship, collusion, and conspiracy. Who's shaking this jar anyway? And then we just want to encourage people always, this is our 1776, and we know we're winning. We're winning by a landslide, just like Trump won by a landslide, but they're lying to us. So who's in the film? Well, the question is, who's not? You should be in the film, Jordan. So our next live event, you got to come. We got to get you in these films. But
absolutely.
Okay, 100%. So recently, the room I'm sitting in right now, we had Dr. McCullough come, Dr. Malone, Sean Stone, Isai Morales. He's actually right now, I've been texting him. He's in, I think, London, filming for Mission Impossible. He's the bad guy. So Tom Cruise wanted him to be the bad guy, so he's the bad guy. He's been in Hollywood for a long time. Anybody that follows this movement knows that Isai Morales is a freedom fighter. So we got to know him in person. We've communicated for years. It was the first time we met in person, and he's just an honorary Bollinger now. He's such a great guy. So he's in the film. He's on our round tables that we did, and a lot of others. Of course, Del Bigtree, he's always in our stuff. Mm-hmm. Andy Wakefield, Mike Adams, he's one of our very best friends, most trusted and good guys. He's done a great job. He's one of the first that was deplatformed, and now he's got Bright T on TV, Bright T on platform, and so many good things that are censorship free. I'm trying to think of who else. John Schneider and his wife, she healed her body, and she's been a big fan of our work too, because she got cancer and learned what to do, which is so tremendous. This is the reason we do what we do. Our good friend, Angela Stan King, one of the frontline doctors, he's new in the film, Dr. Leland Stillman. Have you seen anything by him?
I have not, no.
He's a bright young man. Now, Russell Blaylock, you've probably heard of him. He's been around.
Yeah, very familiar with Blaylock.
He got a hold of us. We couldn't find him for a couple of years. He kind of fell off, and he was trying to get a hold of us. And I think he had an email change or something, but anyways, we added him to this film. And so that's great.
Oh, good. Yeah. Blaylock. I studied a lot of Blaylock's work about 10 years ago when I was first getting into the truth about vaccines and trying to figure it out. And Blaylock had so much great stuff. So it's good. It's good to hear that he's going to be in that. He's kind of resurfaced. And
yeah, he's kind of laying low. Not that he's not into tech and stuff, you know what I mean? But we did feature him in The Truth About Vaccines in 2017. Mm-hmm. And so glad to re-feature him with new information. He gets into more than just vaccines or even medical stuff. He talks about the purpose and what's going on with the transgender issue. And we get into that pretty deeply too.
Yeah.
So there's basically nothing that we don't cover. In order for people to be awake and understand the whole picture and how it all works together, they need to get all of the components and get those dots, tie them together in a nice, neat little bow. So we've done that for people. A lot of people don't know how to research. And right now it's hard to research because Google is shape-shifting search results. We've had followers that have said, 5 years ago, I found your work on Google. I searched for The Truth About Cancer, found you. And now I was stage four, sent home to die, and I'm cancer-free. But sadly, if it were today and they searched for us, they wouldn't find us and they'd probably die. That's the power of the big tech censorship. Yep. And it's killing people because they can't find the truth, which is horrible.
And that's
why we're not going to stop.
And that's why you had to do an 8-part series, and you're releasing them day after day for nearly a week and a half. And, you know, it's really good to hear that you guys are starting with the history of pharma, because that will help lay the foundation to understand why things are the way they are right now. Understanding the Rockefeller medical system, basically, right? And I heard you mention you're going to be getting into the Federal Reserve too. I mean, it was all the same families. At the beginning of the 20th century, in the 1910s and 20s, you had your Rockefellers and your Carnegies, your oil baron banker families, who started investing in every single industry they needed to control the population. So they shut down Nikola Tesla. They robbed any kind of alternative energy researchers. They shut them down because they knew they had to make their money through copper wires and the railroad system and oil. So then they put that money into the pharmaceutical system and started pumping out allopathic medicine and just destroyed naturopathy, herbalism, chiropractic. And then here we are, you know, well, a couple of decades after that, then you had Operation Paperclip with a bunch of Nazi scientists coming in here. And do you get into that Operation Paperclip at all? You do? Good. Good. So yeah, people get sounds like by watching Propaganda Exposed, people are going to get a very good, true history lesson that they're not going to find anywhere else. And then that'll lead us up into the current day. And you are completely right. It's just tough. You know, people don't have time in the day, first of all, to research because they've got a job and kids, maybe a second job and a family to take care of, a home to clean. So they don't have time, nor do they know where to go. And then having all the big tech algorithms and fake trending and censorship and all that stuff too, it's just difficult. So if you can make something, package it up nice and neat, have it be true, have it come from a place of integrity, then, you know, that's why I'm a big fan of your guys' research, because I know it comes from a place of integrity and you guys do your due diligence. I mean, when I came across The Truth About Cancer back in the day, I saw you guys talk about the Gerson therapy in it. And I had just came across the Gerson therapy before watching that, and I was mind blown by it, but also I couldn't find it anywhere. There was nothing anywhere about Dr. Max Gerson and the Gerson therapy. Then I saw it in your guys' work, and I was like, holy crap, they know. So Propaganda Exposed, I'm excited for it. I haven't seen it yet, but I will be. When's it coming out?
We're releasing, the first episode will be aired live free to the world on November 9th, I believe. You can sign up from October 31st to, you know, all the way through the airing too, but we're going to promote it and put the trailer out there. So we encourage everyone to go to that trailer page that Jordan has linked here and click it, watch the trailer, share it with everybody you know, sign up so that you can watch free, because we're going to air it to the world. And what we do is we'll air episode one for a full 24 hours. So no matter where you are in the globe, you can click in and watch at your convenience during that 24-hour block of time. And then the next day we put out episode two. And so we're going to go one day at a time with each one of the episodes until we get through episode 9. And by the time you're done, and I encourage everyone to get your notebooks out and take notes, do your own research, because when you understand, when you see the information that we have compiled and the way we're giving it to you, you're not going to believe it. And the way that it goes, you asked earlier, Jordan, how do you lay this out? Well, yeah, you're right. We mentioned we start out with the medical fraud, the system in place, the Flexner brothers, how they hijacked the medical community. Because the bottom line is, when people get cancer or they're questioning about vaccines, and then you start sharing with them and they think it's crazy, it is bizarre that this stuff is actually happening. And so they have to understand that. They ask, well, if this is the case, why does my doctor not know? This is why, because the medical system has been co-opted. Yeah. The Rockefellers and Carnegies put $500 million into the medical schools that were pushing drug intensive therapies, which enriched themselves. And that's equivalent to the billions today. So all the other schools went by the wayside. Now they write the curriculum. Now we know today, media, they're funded by Pfizer Pharma, but in large part Pfizer. And if you go to the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, there are over 30,000 deaths, and that's, our own government says, only 1% of the number, and that's only in the United States of America, so you do the math. There's over a million adverse events reported just from this one vaccine in the United States of America. And again, 1% of the real number. Some people don't even know. They might drop dead the next day after the vaccine, and they're still not putting two and two together there, sadly. But these numbers and these facts are a result of what happened in 1910. They own the media, they own everything. So that's why they don't like us. This film, there's no stone unturned. And when you see it, then you'll be equipped with facts to bring to your family and your friends. We encourage you to share it, watch it, learn and live. We are on this earth to save lives. We lost our family members. For the viewer, for you, that, and I'm talking to the viewers now, for all of you watching, we know that we lost our family members. It was tragedy for us, but it's life for you. So out of the ashes of death in our family is life. And so this film is to infuse your home, your hearts, and your loved ones with life, because you can't walk away from this film and not know the truth. You will know the truth that will set you free and give you an abundant life if you follow the dots and do what we've learned to do.
Thank you so much, Charlene. And hey, can you say the website that people can go and sign up and pre-register one more time?
Yes, propaganda-exposed.com/Sather, S-A-T-H-E-R. And I think that the link will be below this video.
Beautiful. Yes, I'll make sure it's below this video. And one last thing. Do you have any social media accounts that people can go follow you on? Are you on True Social, Telegram? Are you still on any of the big tech platforms?
We are on Facebook, very censored, but we have the Truth About Cancer page. We've got over 1 million followers there. We've got our personal page, Ty Charlene Bollinger. We do post there every now and again, not as much as we used to. We get taken down for just, or banned from posting for just putting links to our film. That's how crazy that is. We are on Instagram, The Truth About Cancer, but as many followers as we get, they take down. So they're very censored on that page. And we are on True Social. I believe our page is at The Truth About Cancer. And we are on Getter, which I'm honestly not on very much. And, but it's, I think, The Truth About Cancer too. We're on Gab, I think it's Ty Charlene Bollinger, but all those channels basically, and our channel that we're on the most right now is Telegram. It's at The Truth About Cancer _vaccines. Those channels are all linked on our main page, which is thetruthaboutcancer.com. So if you go to thetruthaboutcancer.com, we have a free e-newsletter you can sign up for. We've got 2,000 subscribers. That's one way you could stay in touch. I encourage you to sign up for our cell phone updates. So if we're doing something important, you'll immediately get access to that information. But go to our website, click into our social media channels, follow us and share. We are hopeful about Twitter. It's going to be interesting to see what they do there, what Elon does. You know, I don't know what to think there, but I'm hopeful. I love what he's tweeting right now. The bird is free or something like the bird is freed. It's fun watching, and he's posting pictures of people he's firing with their boxes and stuff. So that's been funny. We are at Charlize.beauty, I think. On Twitter. We don't have very many followers because they took all of our big channels down. Yeah. So I haven't been on there, but I'm on there now.
Well, good. I'll put some of those links down below that you just mentioned. And I thank you so much for your time here today and explaining this movie and a lot of your work and what's going to be in it. I'm excited. People are going to love it.
I'm excited too. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Thank you. We'll have you on again soon.
Okay.